Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I had always been a bit of a conspiracy theorist, though I preferred to think of myself as an investigator of the unknown. Late nights spent diving down internet rabbit holes had become my norm. I had no idea that one of those rabbit holes would become a discovery so chilling, it would haunt me forever. I was exploring remote areas on Google Maps, something I often did when I couldn't sleep. The vast, empty expanses of the desert intrigued me. The way the landscape seemed untouched and secretive. One night, I zoomed in on a particularly desolate stretch of desert and noticed something strange. A small, fenced-off area that seemed out of place in the middle of nowhere. The area was pixelated, a typical sign that something was being hidden from public view. My curiosity was piqued. What could be so important that it needed to be obscured? I spent hours toggling between different views and searching for any information I could find about the location. It was like looking for a needle in a haystack, but I was determined. I posted my findings on a conspiracy forum, hoping someone else might have more information. The response was immediate and overwhelming. Others had noticed the same thing and had theories ranging from secret government facilities to underground bunkers. One user, who went by the name Watcher, claimed to have seen similar fenced-off areas in other remote locations. Watcher and I began exchanging messages. He seemed to know more than he let on and hinted that this might be a hidden compound with a dark purpose. I was skeptical but intrigued. Watcher suggested we investigate further, and I agreed. We planned a trip to the desert, though I was nervous about the idea of venturing into such an isolated place. My friend Tom, always up for an adventure, agreed to come along. We packed our gear, including plenty of water, food, and a couple of tents. As we drove out into the desert, the excitement of the adventure mingled with a growing sense of unease. On the first day, we set up camp and enjoyed the beauty of the desert. The night sky was breathtaking, filled with stars that seemed close enough to touch. We cooked over a campfire, played cards, and shared stories, trying to keep our minds off the real reason we were there. The following morning, we set out on foot towards the fenced-off area I had pinpointed on Google Maps. The hike was grueling under the scorching sun, and the desolate landscape offered no relief. As we approached the coordinates, I felt a knot of anxiety tighten in my stomach. Eventually, we saw it. A high fence topped with barbed wire, stretching around a cluster of small buildings. The place looked deserted, but there was an unmistakable air of menace. We cautiously approached, our senses on high alert. The silence was oppressive, broken only by the occasional gust of wind. Just as we were about to turn back, Tom noticed a gap in the fence. It looked like someone had cut through it recently. We exchanged uneasy glances but decided to push forward. Inside the compound, the buildings were run down and abandoned. We split up to cover more ground, agreeing to meet back in 20 minutes. I entered one of the smaller buildings, my flashlight in hand. The place was filled with old equipment and papers strewn across the floor. As I sifted through the mess, I found documents hinting at some sort of experimentation. The details were vague, but the implications were terrifying. Suddenly, I heard footsteps outside. My heart pounded in my chest as I peered through a crack in the wall. A figure was moving between the buildings, their movements deliberate and methodical. I quickly hid behind a stack of crates, trying to control my breathing. Minutes passed like hours. The footsteps grew louder, then faded as the figure moved away. I took the opportunity to slip out of the building and make my way back to our meeting spot. Tom and Watcher were already there, looking equally shaken. "We need to leave," he said, his voice trembling. "I saw someone. I don't think we're alone." We hurried back to camp, the desert silence now feeling more like a sinister presence than a peaceful retreat. The sun was setting, casting long shadows that seemed to reach out and grab at us. By the time we reached the campsite, it was dark, and our once cozy setup felt exposed and vulnerable. We decided to pack up and leave immediately. As we loaded the car, we heard the distant hum of an engine. Panic set in. We weren't alone, and whoever was out there didn't want us to leave. We drove through the night, constantly checking the rearview mirror for signs of pursuit. The fear and adrenaline kept us alert, but the questions gnawed at us. What was the compound used for? Who was the figure we saw? And most importantly, what had we stumbled upon that warranted such a response? Back home, we shared our findings with the online community. Theories abounded, but concrete answers were elusive. The police were reluctant to investigate, and the local authorities denied any knowledge of the compound. It felt like we had uncovered something too big to comprehend, something that those in power wanted to remain hidden. We had ventured into something sinister and weird and returned with more questions than answers. The hidden compound became a ghost that haunted our thoughts and dreams for years.
I'm a graphic designer, so patterns and symbols intrigue me. I never imagined that my curiosity would lead me into something dangerous. It was an ordinary evening. I had finished my work for the day.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
And decided to unwind by virtually exploring cities. Google Street View was my go-to tool for this. The freedom to roam streets from the comfort of my home was a pleasure I indulged in often. That night, I was navigating through a dense urban area known for its vibrant street art. The walls were covered in colorful murals, tags, and graffiti. Each piece seemed to tell a story. As I clicked my way through the virtual streets, one particular tag caught my eye. It was a series of symbols, repeated on various walls across different neighborhoods. The symbols were simple, geometric shapes interspersed with numbers and letters. At first glance, it looked like just another piece of urban art, but something about it seemed off. The symbols felt like they were trying to tell me something. I started taking screenshots of every instance I found, compiling them into a folder on my computer. Over the next few days, I became obsessed, spending hours each night exploring different parts of the city, finding the same symbols over and over again. One night, as I was scrolling through my collection of screenshots, I noticed a pattern. The symbols seemed to be arranged in a specific sequence, almost like a code. My heart raced as I realized that I might have stumbled upon something significant. I decided to dig deeper. During the day, I went about my normal routine, work, errands, and socializing. But every evening, I returned to my investigation. I cross-referenced the symbols with locations of recent criminal activity reported in the news. The results were startling. Each symbol corresponded to a location where a crime had occurred, ranging from petty thefts to violent assaults. The realization hit me like a punch in my stomach. What I initially thought was a random tag was actually a coded map of criminal activity. I needed help, so I reached out to my friend Mike, a tech-savvy guy with a knack for solving puzzles. Mike was skeptical at first, but as I laid out my findings, his expression turned serious. "This is more than just graffiti," he said, eyes wide. "You might have uncovered something big." We decided to work together, trying to decode the symbols. The more we uncovered, the more unnerving it became. The symbols indicated not just locations, but also dates and times, all matching up with reported crimes. It was like someone had left a roadmap for their criminal activities, hidden in plain sight. One evening, after a particularly intense session of decoding, Mike and I decided to take a break and play some video games. We laughed and relaxed, trying to shake off the eerie feeling that had settled over us. But just as we were getting comfortable, my phone buzzed with a notification. It was an email from an unknown sender. The subject line read, "Stop now." My heart pounded as I opened it. The message was simple. "You're going too far. Stop now or you'll regret it." Attached was a photo of Mike and me, taken from outside my apartment window. Fear gripped me. Someone was watching us, knew what we were doing. I showed Mike the email and his face turned pale. "We need to call the police," he said. We reported the email and our findings to the authorities, handing over all the evidence we had gathered. The police took us seriously, assigning an officer to keep an eye on us and promising to investigate further. But the feeling of being watched never left. Just the memory of that email made my skin crawl. I started to see the symbols everywhere, even where they weren't. My obsession had turned into paranoia. One night, unable to sleep, I decided to take a drive to clear my head. The city streets were eerily quiet, the usual bustle replaced by an unsettling stillness. I drove aimlessly, trying to shake off the feeling of dread that had settled over me. As I turned down a deserted street, my headlights illuminated a familiar sight, one of the symbols, freshly painted on a wall. My heart raced as I realized I had been followed. I sped up, trying to lose whoever was tailing me, but no one seemed to be there. The streets were empty, but the sense of danger was palpable. I drove home, locked all the doors, and stayed up all night, unable to shake the feeling of being watched. The next day, the police contacted us. They had arrested a suspect, a known gang member, who had been using the symbols to mark territory and coordinate criminal activities. The arrest brought some relief, but questions remained. Who had sent the email? Were there others involved? The police promised to continue investigating, but the answers were slow to come. Mike and I tried to return to our normal lives, but the experience left us terrified, haunted by how close we had come to real danger. The mystery of the graffiti code was never fully resolved. The suspect never revealed the full extent of the network, and the threats stopped, but the unease lingered. I've always loved exploring the unknown, and Google Street View was my gateway to discovering places I might never visit in person. One day, my curiosity led me to a mystery that still haunts me to this day. I had recently moved to a quiet small town. It was surrounded by dense woods and scattered old houses. The area was peaceful, a a contrast to the bustling city I had left behind. One evening, as I was browsing Google Street View, I decided to explore the narrow, winding roads near my new home. The view on my screen shifted from the familiar suburban streets to an almost forgotten dirt path cutting through thick forest. As I navigated the virtual road, something caught my eye. A dilapidated house almost entirely hidden by the overgrown trees. It was an eerie sight, the house standing alone in the woods, its windows dark and lifeless. The roof sagged, and the walls were covered in ivy. I felt a shiver run down my spine. How did Google Street View get to this place? That wasn't common. I found it strange and intriguing. The closer I looked, the more unsettling it became. The house looked abandoned, yet there was something about it that felt off. I noticed the front door was slightly ajar, and an old, rusted car was parked outside, partially hidden by the underbrush. I couldn't shake the feeling that the house held secrets. My curiosity turned into an obsession. I spent hours on Google Street View, retracing my steps and searching for any information about the house. I found nothing, no records, no mentions online. It was as if the house didn't exist. I decided I had to see it for myself. The next weekend, I packed a small backpack with some essentials, water, snacks, and my phone, and set out on foot towards the coordinates I had marked. The walk through the woods was peaceful at first. Birds chirped overhead, and the rustling leaves created a soothing background noise. But as I ventured deeper, the forest grew denser, and the path became less defined. The sun was high in the sky, casting dappled light through the canopy. I felt a mixture of excitement and trepidation as I approached the spot where the house should be. My heart pounded in my chest as I finally saw it through the trees. The house was even more foreboding in person, its presence looming like a dark shadow in the woods. I stood there for a moment, taking in the sight. The house seemed to emanate a sense of dread, but I pushed my fear aside and approached. The air around the house was still, the silence oppressive. I hesitated at the front door, my hand trembling as I reached out to push it open. The door creaked loudly, breaking the silence. Inside, the house was dark and musty. Dust particles floated in the air, illuminated by the shafts of light streaming through the broken windows. The furniture was covered in white sheets, and the floorboards groaned under my weight. I carefully made my way through the rooms, my flashlight casting eerie shadows on the walls. I explored room after room, finding nothing but old furniture and personal belongings left behind. It was as if the occupants had left in a hurry, abandoning everything. I found old family photos, yellowed with age, and toys scattered on the floor. The normalcy of these items contrasted sharply with the unsettling atmosphere of the house. Suddenly, I heard a noise from upstairs, a soft thud, followed by what sounded like whispering. My heart raced, and I froze, straining to listen. The whispering grew louder, and I realized it was coming from the attic. My mind raced with possibilities, each more terrifying than the last. Gathering my courage, I climbed the narrow staircase to the attic. The air grew colder, and the whispering intensified. I reached the top and saw a small door at the far end of the attic, slightly ajar. The whispering was coming from inside. My hands shook as I pushed the door open. The attic room was small and cluttered, filled with old boxes. In the center of the room stood a single chair, facing away from me. The whispering stopped abruptly as I stepped inside. I approached the chair cautiously, my flashlight trembling in my hand. As I rounded the chair, I found it empty. The whispering returned, this time right behind me. I spun around, but there was no one there. Panic set in, and I stumbled back down the stairs, nearly tripping in my haste. I needed to get out of that house. The sense of being watched was overwhelming, and every noise of the old building seemed amplified. As I reached the front door, I noticed something I hadn't before. Footprints in the dust on the floor. They were fresh, leading from the door to the staircase and back again. Someone else had been in the house, maybe still was. I bolted out the door and ran through the woods until I reached my home. That night, I couldn't sleep. That chair and those whispers haunted me. Who or what was in the house? I reported my findings to the local authorities, but they found no evidence of anyone living there. The house was officially abandoned with no clear history. I still wonder about the whispering, the footprints, and what might have happened if I had stayed longer. Google Street View had led me to something dark and sinister. Next time you're tempted to investigate a strange location, remember my story and think twice. It was a lazy Sunday afternoon when I first stumbled upon this mystery. I was sitting in my home office, absent-mindedly scrolling through Google Maps. I often did this, exploring random places around my neighborhood, fascinated by the hidden details of everyday life. What I didn't know is that this casual curiosity would lead me to uncover a decades-old mystery. The neighborhood I lived in was typical suburban America. Quiet streets lined with neatly kept houses, children playing in the yards, and families going about their day. Nothing out of the ordinary. A small lake was the centerpiece of our community, a serene spot where people would often fish or picnic. On Google Maps, the lake looked peaceful and inviting, reflecting the clear blue sky above. As I zoomed in on the lake, something caught my eye, a dark, blurry shape beneath the water near the shoreline. At first, I thought it was just a shadow or a glitch in the image, but the more I looked, the more it seemed to have a distinct rectangular shape. My heart started to race. Could it be a car? I couldn't shake off the feeling that something was off. I zoomed in and out, changed the angle, and switched to street view, but the image remained the same. The object was definitely there, submerged and forgotten. My curiosity piqued. I decided to investigate further. I shared my discovery with my friend, Dave, who lived a few houses down. Dave was a history buff and loved a good mystery. When I showed him the image, his eyes widened with the same excitement I felt. "Do you think it's a car?" he asked, leaning closer to the screen. "It sure looks like it," I replied. "We need to check this out." We grabbed a couple of fishing poles to make our little expedition seem less suspicious and headed to the lake. It was late afternoon. The air was warm, and the sound of birds and the occasional splash of fish jumping added to the tranquil atmosphere. We walked along the shoreline, trying to match the view from Google Maps to our real-life surroundings. As we neared the spot, the familiar anxiety began to creep in. What if it really was a car? What would we find? When we reached the approximate location, we peered into the murky water. At first, we saw nothing but our reflections and the occasional ripple. Then, as the sun dipped lower, casting an oblique light, we saw a faint outline of something large and metallic submerged just a few feet from the shore. "Do you see that?" Dave whispered, his voice tinged with excitement and fear. "Yeah," I said, my mouth dry. "It's definitely a car." We stood there, staring at the submerged vehicle, our fishing poles forgotten. The eerie realization that we had uncovered something significant weighed heavily on us. This was no longer a casual exploration, it was a potential crime scene. "Should we call the police?" Dave asked, breaking the silence. "I think we have to," I replied. "There could be someone in there." We called the local authorities, explaining our discovery. They arrived quickly, their curiosity piqued by our unusual find. As the sun set and darkness began to creep in, the tranquil lake transformed into a scene straight out of a thriller movie, with flashing lights and police officers swarming the area. The police brought in a dive team, and the wait was excruciating. Dave and I stood by, watching as the divers suited up and entered the water. The air was thick with tension, the sound of their equipment the only noise breaking the silence of the night. Minutes felt like hours as the divers worked. Finally, one of them surfaced, signaling to his team. They had found something. Slowly, methodically, they began to pull the car from the lake. The water cascaded off the rusted metal as the car emerged, revealing its long-forgotten existence. The sight of the car, half submerged and covered in algae, sent chills down my spine. The divers carefully opened the doors, and the murmur of the crowd fell to a hushed silence. I held my breath, waiting for the inevitable revelation. Inside the car, they found human remains. The realization hit me like a punch to the gut. Someone had died here, alone and forgotten. The police quickly cordoned off the area, and we were escorted away, but not before they took our statements. Over the next few days, the news spread like wildfire. The car belonged to William Molt, a man who had gone missing over 20 years ago. His disappearance had been a mystery that baffled everyone. Until now, the police speculated that he had driven into the lake by accident, and the car had remained hidden, undetected for all those years. The community was shocked. People who had known William, who had lived with the uncertainty and grief of his disappearance, were finally given closure. But for me, and perhaps for Dave, the discovery left us with more questions than answers. Dave and I often talked about that day. It changed us, knowing that we had stumbled upon something so profound and tragic. We couldn't help but wonder about the other mysteries hidden in plain sight, waiting to be uncovered. With a closer look, Google Maps revealed a hidden tragedy and brought closure to a long-standing mystery. It taught me that you never know what you might find when you start looking. So next time you're exploring on Google Maps, take a closer look. You might just uncover a mystery of your own. Thank you for joining us on this journey through some of the most disturbing mysteries found with Google Maps. If you enjoyed this video, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon to stay updated with our latest content. And remember, sometimes the scariest discoveries are the ones you never see coming. See you in the next video.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.